welcome to the Graveyard Shift with Grace, where we talk about things here in Madison County that maybe don't necessarily meet the eye. Today, we're talking about the legend of Hartford Castle. Once upon a time ago, near the small town of Hartford, where the Mississippi and Missouri rivers merge, was the magnificent mansion that the locals called Hartford Castle. It is a house that has been plagued with rumors of murder, of bootleg liquor, and especially of ghosts. Much of the history of the castle, which was officially known as Lakeview, has been lost or in many cases never existed at all. It was a house built for love that became overshadowed by grief, despair, and the bizarre, and it became a place of mystery. It seems to be what the locals didn't know about the castle and its owner they simply made up to take its place. Soon, we will all see, truth is often stranger than fiction. Lakeview was built by J.J. Bezant, a real estate investor and contractor from Los Angeles. No one seems to know why he chose to build this lavish estate near Hartford, but he originally intended it to be a summer home for himself and his English wife. Possessing perhaps more money than good sense, he designed Lakeview as homage to his wife's home country, with towers and turrets and even a castle moat that was dug by workers with teams of horses. The excavated earth was used to create the knoll on which the house was built, looming high enough that Bezant and his bride could look over the countryside from their third floor windows. When the castle was completed, it could be even seen from the distant road. It had 14 rooms, numerous fireplaces, and even its own water and electrical plant on the grounds. The floors were made of imported cypress wood, and the ceilings supported by hand-carved columns. Crystal chandeliers were used in the mirror-lined main hall, and music could often be heard drifting out over the fields in the evening. What really got the locals talking was the grounds of the estate. Bezant dug a 50-foot moat that surrounded the estate. The only access to the grounds was by means of a drawbridge over the moat. The drawbridge wasn't difficult to cross, but once on the other side of it, a visitor would be confronted by a labyrinth of walks and gravel paths that weaved throughout the gardens. The gardens were decorated with gazebos and the statues of all types, including those of fierce-looking dogs which lined the moats and menaced from the bushes. A stone bridge was built for an island in the middle of the small lakes that adjoined the moat, and the lakes were used for swimming. Zand kept them all stocked with goldfish. Lakeview would eventually become the scene of exclusive parties that lasted long into the night and sometimes until dawn. Stories would circulate about Bezant's spectacular billiards room and about the high-stakes card games that often took place. Music, voices, and laughter echoed out across the surrounding fields, and lights could be seen blazing in the house from miles away. The stories that scandalized locals began to circulate around the area. Stories spread of illicit things that occurred during those nights. Drinking, gambling, dancing, and crazed orgies. The St. Louis Star newspaper hinted that there might be a social upheaval in St. Louis if the identity of some of those who visited Lakeview became public knowledge. The paper also went on to say that the honest and plain-spoken farm families of the era were so shocked that they threatened to burn the house to the ground. But the threats became unnecessary, because one day, the party simply stopped. The castle that at one point had been filled with music and light became silent and dark. The gates locked, the curtains closed, and soon it appeared that Lakeview had been abandoned. The cloud continued to linger around the castle at the death of Bezant's beloved wife. Unable to cope with his loss, he closed up the house and moved back to California. Over the next few years, he returned infrequently, too grief-stricken to spend much time at the castle that he had built for the woman he had loved and lost. The newspapers had claimed that Bezant became involved with a group of spiritualist mediums in Los Angeles that promised the wealthy man, that he could contact his wife. Bezant continued his search for proof of life after death for the rest of his life, and he died in California in the 1920s. In the years that followed the abandonment of the castle, more strange stories began to be told about the place. Locals refused to set foot on the grounds because they were sure it was haunted. Lights were often reported flickering behind the windows, even though no one lived in the castle now. His aunt had locked the place up tight before departing and had left the estate in the care of an old German named Henry Meyer, who never went inside unless he had to. The locals claimed that the strange happenings were the work of the ghost of Mrs. Bazant. They said she refused to leave the elaborate castle that her husband had built for her. In 1913, the stories of Lakeview's haunting spread throughout the region when newspapers reported that an attempted burglary that occurred at the house in March of that year. The house wasn't actually robbed. The thief never had the chance to steal anything, he claimed, because he was terrified of the ghost. In time, the house was sold, but the ghost stories never really stopped. They continued to be told through various owners even until the very end of the castle's existence. Over the years, they became more jumbled and half-remembered, as did the origins of the magnificent and mysterious house. Sadly, much of the specific history of the castle had been lost. We are left with only vague records and recollections of its many owners and the many things it was used for. Fact seems to blend with fiction, and we can never be sure just how accurate many of the stories are. In the 20th century, there were stories that Lakeview was a boys' military school and a home for unwed mothers. In the 1920s, it became an inn that also operated as a speakeasy during the Prohibition era. While a rumor, it is a plausible one. The house was isolated enough that it would have kept partygoers and gangsters from being bothered by the law. Rumor has it that the booze at Lakeview was provided by local gangsters, but of course, no one can say for sure. What we do know is that a couple from nearby Wood River bought the Lakeview house in the early 1930s. They proceeded to live in the house until 1964. Soon after moving in, they began to be bothered by intruders and trespassers. The castle had been around so long that many in the area treated the grounds as a public park. People roamed the estate at all hours of the night and day. Some even broke into the house and wandered from room to room as if they were on a tour. After finding strangers camped out in their front yard too many times to count, the couple finally decided to open the ground for picnics on weekends, hoping this would curb the break-ins and vandalism. It did not. They posted no trespassing signs, but they didn't do much good either. In 1964, the owner died, and his widow moved back to Wood River. There were attempts to rent the house after that, hoping that someone would just remain on the grounds to protect it from vandalism, but it never worked out. After 1964, upkeep on the house and property came to an end and the estate crumbled into ruin. By 1972, the castle, after years of damage from thieves and vandals, was beyond saving, especially after intruders gutted the place, ripped mantles from fireplaces, broke the remaining windows, and smashed huge holes in the interior walls. Lakeview was officially condemned by county inspectors. The end came for Hartford Castle on March 21, 1973, when it burned to the ground. An alarm was raised by a motorist driving past, but by the time that the firefighters came to the scene, only a tall chimney and burning embers remained of the castle. Lakeview had been destroyed, but believe it or not, parts of it still remain. The once grand estate has been overtaken by thick woods and brambles not far from Hartford. Remnants of the castle still exist as broken stone columns, shattered statues, a concrete gazebo, and the dim impression of the estate's once famous moat. But that's not all that still exists of this estate. Legends of the castle are shared along with its ghost. The site of Hartford Castle may be haunted by history, but it is haunted by the ghost of Bazant's wife as well. There are those who say that her spectral form can still be seen wandering the estate and that her voice can still be heard as she weeps for the life and the wonderful home she lost. Then there is the music. They say that on certain nights it can still be heard. It floats through the trees and above the fields on summer nights when the corn grows tall and when its sounds seem to carry for miles. Perhaps in another time and place, Lakeview still stands, and those infamous parties still carry on. They, We talked about the infamous Hartford Castle, the legends it leaves, and the ghost who still lingers there. I hope you learned something new today. And thank you for tuning in to the Graveyard Shift with Grace.